There's one thing that every organization struggles with again and again and again. It's called communication. Today, I'm going to talk about, with a special guest, what real communication is all about. So you listen, stay tuned, encourage a friend to listen, and join me now.
Today more than ever, our homes, churches, and nation need strong leadership. Ronnie Floyd has over 30 years of experience leading one of the largest churches in America. He has led the largest evangelical community in the nation and serves as the president of the National Day of Prayer. He believes people change the world, and with his legacy of influence, Ronnie Floyd is committed to the development of leaders. And now, here's your host, Ronnie Floyd, on Life and Leadership Today.
Today's podcast is with a man that I deeply respect, a man who I believe is a special man for a lot of reasons. He's been through stage 4 cancer. He's been through a lot of life. He's a dad, he's a granddad. And he is one guy who can talk to us about the subject of communication. You see, it doesn't matter what the issue may be. You know, I think about a sports team trying to communicate from the sidelines or on the court. I think about a family really wanting to know how to communicate with one another. I think about churches. I think about businesses. It's a constant thing. And you would think with all of the technology we have that we would have communication down. But today, you're going to learn something about the most powerful means and way to communicate clearly. I want to welcome to the podcast today, my friend. His name is Dave Butts. Dave, welcome to Ronnie Floyd on Life and Leadership
Today. Thank you so much. It's great to be here with you.
Well, Dave, when we talk about communication, there is no question about it that the kind of communication you specialize in is with a person who always listens right, and a person who has the power to help you listen through all kinds of ways. And today, we're going to talk to a man who has given his life to the very subject of communication. But we're going to look at it in the most important way. Because you see, it doesn't matter what your job is, what your role is, what your vocation is. You'd better learn this way to communicate. Dave, talk to us about communicating with God. I mean, so often people ask, what does it mean to talk to God? What does it mean to pray?
Well, one of the best things about prayer is that we don't have to get it right. Mm-hmm. It's really God who initiates prayer. Mm-hmm. It's God who wants to talk with us, wants us to talk with him, wants to be with us. Mm-hmm. It's ultimately his heart and his desire. We often think of prayer as like this hard thing. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. What do I got to do? How do I got to do this? And how do I got to do that? And sure, there's some things we can learn, but ultimately, it's all about God. Yeah. We have someone in God who desires to be with us. And that's hard for people to get their arms around, that the creator of the universe really loves you and really wants to be with you. He wants to hear from you. Mm-hmm. You're not bothering him. Yeah. You're not somehow annoying him when you're coming to him. He wants to be with you far more than you ever want to be with him. And if we get that right, then suddenly prayer becomes this awesome thing. It's a privilege. It's a delight. We want to more and more. It's no longer a matter of, I had a little 5-minute daily devotions, and I prayed for a while, and I hope that's okay with you, God. And yeah, that's fine, as long as we understand that that may just launch us into a full day of just walking with the Lord and enjoying his presence, and we don't have to always be talking. You know, if I talked all the time to my wife, mm-hmm. there'd come a day when she'd just want to come and run screaming out of the room. She didn't want to hear me talk all the time.
That's right.
And God doesn't really want to just hear us talk all the time. He wants us to be with Him mm-hmm. and aware of His presence. And that's a communication mm-hmm. with God that is so critical. And the cool thing is, everybody can do it.
And really, when you were in the hospital, here you were diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. You had to be able to walk around a little bit. And as you walked around, I mean, it wasn't a bunch of preachers up there. It wasn't a bunch of people that were experts on prayer. But there were people from all walks of life, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
All
yeah.
kind of vocations. And guess what? They would talk about prayer every now and then, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. I tell you what, this past year of dealing with stage 4 cancer, where the doctor said, this doesn't look good for you. No. It's been an extraordinary time. Mm-hmm. It really has been. I got to talk with God mm-hmm. all through this in an unusual way, not only while I was in the hospital, but then when I was home. Mm-hmm. And we got to talk to doctors and nurses, and they mm-hmm. saw this. My oncologist, who to my knowledge is not a believer, when the very first week of this, he just said, "Dave, this is not good. Mm-hmm. I can't offer you very good news." And by the end of 5 months of chemo, I was talking to him about the fact I'm in remission. That's great. But what happens when this comes back? And he looked at me and said, "Dave, I'm not sure in your case it'll ever come back." Well, I think that's prayer.
That's great. What a great story. Well, you know, Dave, you've given your life to teaching people how to pray because you believe that it is the most powerful communication that we can do. And in reality, when we can just communicate with God more regularly, then we're going to be better communicators, whether we're on the circuit speaking or whether we're in a relationship with our spouse or at the job, whatever it may be. Talk to us about why you've given your life to teaching people how to pray.
I love to teach on prayer because I know that prayer releases the power of God mm-hmm. on this planet to achieve His purposes. Mm-hmm. This is like the coolest thing on earth. It's so unbelievable. And I grieve over the fact that a lot of church folks mm-hmm. don't get this. They look at prayer as a way of kind of getting things from God. Mm-hmm. And it's so much more than that. I am called by God, and not just me, but every believer. Mm-hmm. We are called by God into a partnership with Him.
That's good.
God basically says, I've got some things I want to see happen on planet Earth, mm. but I'm not going to do it mm. until you ask me. Can you imagine what would happen mm. on this planet, in the cities right around here, you know, in this nation, if even a tenth of the church suddenly got that and we woke yeah. up and we began to pray in a way that mm. released the power of God mm. to accomplish His purposes, yeah. we would see great transformation.
Yeah, it'd be pretty amazing, wouldn't it? So the guys out here, or ladies out here, listening to this podcast, or they're driving along today, and they say, well, that's a different kind of podcast than what Ronnie normally does, because normally it's about leadership and life. But really, prayer has everything to do with leadership and life. And when you were laying there in the hospital with the uncertainty all around you, I have to ask you this. What is one of the greatest lessons you learned when you went through that horrible diagnosis, mm-hmm. the early mornings when you would wake up, or the late nights you were there by yourself, or Kim was by you, but I mean, it was like, oh, I cannot believe I am where I am. What did God teach you?
There were numerous lessons, yeah. but a couple things that really stand out. One is the absolute amazing faithfulness of God to us. To me, but that's for all of us, that it really didn't matter what my physical condition was.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus told us, He said, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. Mm. You're going to have trials. Mm. You know, He said, just becoming a follower of mine does not mean that you're going to have everything good. And the Lord's promise is, I'm never going to leave you. Mm. I will be with you. And cultivating the awareness of His presence yeah. was such a joy. And here's the other thing. I tend to be a very, very active get-or-done person. The Lord just was so good because some of my best ministry of my life took place during those 4 or 5 months of chemo. You know, I was laying in a hospital bed. I wrote a book, mm-hmm. you know, right there in the hospital on what I was going through. Mm-hmm. And I had probably 4, 5, 6 radio interviews. Mm-hmm. So I was reaching all kinds of people. I wrote some articles for different magazines. And then we had people just coming in our room all the time. They were friends who were coming in, but we also nurses and technicians and doctors, they love to come in our room. My wife, she probably got 9 or 10 nurses on her Facebook friends now, oh, wow. you know, because she would be off in a corner praying for them. So I look at this and realize that my idea of ministry is me out there speaking in churches and doing mm-hmm. all these things. And God taught me that sometimes my best ministry takes place in weakness. Mm-hmm. In places where I couldn't see ministry going into it.
That's outstanding. And the ministry, many times, really all the time, it's got to begin in us before it can begin and take place through us. And you were able to experience that personally in one of the most challenging moments, but you also were able to write this book that you just referenced about that, but really using that book to minister to other people. And it really is a powerful, powerful read. It's not very large. It's rather small. But I'm telling you, it is entitled Prayer, Peace, and the Presence of God. Is that right?
That's it, yes.
And so with that, you know, what a powerful read by Dave Butts. And you can get that on Amazon.com. And you can also get it on Prayer Shop. prayershop.org. And so I want to urge you to get a copy for someone going through illness, someone going through struggle, someone who just wants to learn about peace. We live in a very volatile life, in a very volatile world. And I'm telling you, this book will encourage you, and you will learn powerful truths about the peace and the presence of God. And I tell my people this all the time. Peace is not the absence of trouble, but it's the presence of God.
You know, it's really amazing when you know something in your head, but then you experience it, and it takes it so much deeper. I got to tell you, I believe that in a day like today, when there's such increased anxiety over everything, right. and people are medicated for that, and I understand that sometimes there's a need for that, but ultimately, the answer to the worry and concerns of this world is the presence of Jesus.
That's good.
And that's where prayer comes, because you ask for that.
Well, Dave, you know, you and I've got to know each other because of our heart to talk to God and teach people how to talk to God. Not that we know everything, because we don't, but in that, you've given your life to doing this for churches, doing it in seminars, teaching individuals. You'll go anywhere, conferences, whatever, to teach people how to pray. And you do that through your own ministry called Harvest Prayer Ministries, of which you also have a couple of responsibilities that are pretty massive. I mean, you know, Dave leads ultimately a group called the National Prayer Committee. It's a group of over 80 ministries that are some level of prayer ministry that they've given themselves to all across the country, very, very interdenominational, very, very driven into ethnicities. I mean, it's just a real big picture about what's happening in prayer in the country, and they learn from each other. But Dave also functions as the chairman of the board of the National Day of Prayer, which obviously I'm the president of, and Dave really leads the board that helps us and really is the oversight of the ministry ultimately. And with that, what a tremendous opportunity it's been for me to get to know you in a different way, even in this relationship. But here's the thing I want you to talk about, because I mean, there's a lot of prayer happening in America. And maybe this old guy out here, girls out here running around the corporate world, they may not get that, or they may have heard about that and they wonder, what's going on? Why is this happening? Why does this go on? Why does that go on? And maybe they're followers of Christ. Maybe they're not followers of Christ. But most people want to know more about prayer. They really do, because they know sooner or later they're going to be up against the wall and something's going to happen. Am I right that there seemingly is quite a bit of movement about people praying all across America? I've never seen it like this. Tell us about it.
Now, I've done this now full-time, just nothing but prayer ministry for 25 years, mm-hmm. and I've seen a number of waves where things are suddenly real intense, and then they kind of ebb for a while. Mm-hmm. And we are right now in one of those times of intensity.
Yeah.
And I've often found that sometimes it has to do with, say, an election, mm-hmm. is, you know, we'll have a wave of prayer. Right now, it's a matter of desperation.
Absolutely.
I believe that desperation is fueling our prayer. I think that mm-hmm. the church particularly is looking at itself mm-hmm. and its lack of impact on our nation.
That's very good.
And they're going, what's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not wanting to come hear our sermons. They're not interested in our programs anymore. We've been sidelined. And because of that, I think you're now seeing finally the church at a point of desperation. And I got to tell you, Ronnie, that's a good place.
Absolutely.
Desperation is a good place because that's where you learn to rely upon the Lord.
Yeah.
And that's going to express itself in powerful prayer that says, mm-hmm. God, we need you.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, what we need is you. We need your power. This mm-hmm. nation, if we're to change, it's going to happen because, not because it's the next election, or even though I believe that's an important thing, or because we've got a new program in our church, and those are important things,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to happen because God's presence shows up in revival and another great awakening, and that only happens when God's mm-hmm. people get serious about prayer. And I see that happening, and I am encouraged because it's happening right now, not just what I'd call from the usual cast of characters.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean people like me. People have been at this for a long time.
Sure.
Now, that needs to keep on. We need to not back off. But there mm-hmm. is a lot of young people mm-hmm. who are stepping into this.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing some amazing things happening on college campuses as Christians are coming together and they're crying out to God. They're mm-hmm. understanding that the education they're getting or the political things, the things that are happening
yeah.
are not enough.
Mm-hmm.
We need the intervention of God, and that happens when his people get serious about prayer.
That's great, Dave. I tell you, that is so encouraging. And really, that's why we believe in the National Day of Prayer. You know, we believe in prayer every day, and we're trying to equip people how to do that every day. But, you know, there's one day a year when we have the privilege as a nation to gather in all kinds of places. And in that unique day, it seems to be permissible in businesses and governments and places of government all over the United States and state capitals and the nation's capital, everywhere, because of the desperate need. And I'm not sure there's ever been a time when we need to be more committed than on May the 3rd, 2018, on that Thursday, the National Day of Prayer, that we need to involve millions of people involved in prayer for this nation. Would you agree with that?
I got to tell you, Ronnie, National Day of Prayer is my favorite day of the year. It goes past Christmas. It goes past Thanksgiving. It goes past the 4th of July. I love the National Day of Prayer, that one day. I mean, I love prayer every day.
Right.
Okay, and I'd love to see it just increase.
Absolutely.
All the time.
No question.
But there is something special about that day. And, you know, one of the things is this is a day that's absolutely been set aside by government.
Yeah.
You know, it passed in Congress, you know, without a single negative vote. It was mm-hmm. signed into law by President Reagan. This is an official day of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I work particularly from the Christian perspective of
right.
this. But
mm-hmm.
it's for everyone on
yeah.
this day. And it we ought to be celebrating that. And I can't believe that the Christians who it kind of slips by, oh, no, we ought to be just building up for that right now, getting ready for May 3rd, because that is a signature day for the church to pray. And we ought to be praying all day long that day.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to encourage everyone as we bring closer today that this is why every business needs to allocate just a few moments, even if it's over lunch, for people that might have a heart for it. Or every school can do something. You know, the young people can do it out on the grounds of the school. It's permissible, just like see you at the poll or whatever else. From churches all over America, thousands and thousands of churches should host gatherings, and also gatherings that are already taking place by the thousands across America. I mean, we need to mobilize unified public prayer for our nation. And Dave, I want to thank you again for being on today. And just a final word of closure from you. Why don't you take 30, 45 seconds just to encourage people today about how God can meet them at the point of their need when they know how to pray.
I'm absolutely convinced, even if we don't know how, even if we're not very good at it, God's not grading us up there.
He's
not looking at our prayers and saying, that's an A. No, that's a C. I didn't like that one very well. Oh, you know, He's our Father.
Yeah.
And He wants His children to come to Him. And He wants us to talk with Him. He wants us to listen to Him.
Yes.
He desires that more than we desire to be with Him. And He especially, like a loving Father, in times of hurt, in times where our bodies are falling apart, or when things aren't going well, that's when He wants to to wrap His loving arms around us and to set us on His lap and say, it's going to be okay. And that's ultimately the kind of prayer that that we all can be involved in.
Outstanding, Dave Butts. Thank you for being with us again today. And I want to urge you to go online to Amazon.com or prayershop.org, prayershop.org, and secure this book on the peace of God, the presence of God, the power of God. I mean, I'm telling you, it's a very, very great read. And the name of the book again is Prayer, Peace, and the Presence of God by Dave Butts. May the Lord be with you in this season of the year. And you know, we're about to walk through Christmas here, just a few days away. We want to say to you, Merry Christmas to you and your family. And sometime in early January, we will come back together, bringing these podcasts to you every week, as we have done so faithfully all these months since we began in March. Remember this. God cares for you, God loves you, and God is waiting to hear from you.
Thank you for spending time with us today. Please subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with others. Also follow Ronnie via social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Ronnie Floyd. Learn more about Ronnie by visiting ronniefloyd.com. Don't forget to join us next week as we spend time learning together about life and leadership today.